A new IPL season, and we are back in action, as are the heroes of T20 cricket. Hello and welcome to Hotspot IPL Edition 2021. And the first match, well, it's lived up to its billing. Royal Challengers Bangalore beating Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets off the last ball. Plenty to talk about, and I welcome you to the show. Myself, Chetan Narula, as always, and my friend in London, Daniel Norcross, renowned BBC commentator. Daniel, your first thoughts on that game? Bloody close.
Bloody close. It lived up to its billing, didn't it? We were all so excited looking forward to this year's IPL, and it was the perfect matchup. Mumbai Indians, Royal Challengers Bangalore, slightly new look Royal Challengers Bangalore, and it didn't fail to deliver. I mean, not all the cricket was brilliant. It's got to be said, there were a few drop catches. The players looked a little bit rusty, and it was a nerve-jangling finale, but it was entertainment of the highest order. Terrific fun.
Right. And Mumbai Indians, well, they batted first. They were put into bat, and a very sluggish pitch first up, 159 for 9 in 20 overs. Surya Kumar Yadav in good touch. Chris Lynn coming in and scoring some good runs ahead of Quinton de Kock. You know, you look at Mumbai Indians and nothing has really changed. They brought in 2 changes, almost felt like forced changes. It's been a slow start again, and Mumbai Indians are known to be slow starters. But, you know, they still look so, so strong. The one thing that worries me about Mumbai Indians is because they have this set formula of 3 pacers and 2 spinners. And Hardik Pandya, he's still not bowling. But this set formula, maybe it might not work in India a bit, because in UAE, you had truer pitches, harder pitches, and you had the pacers. And you could get, you know, the ball to come onto the bat, and you could control the pace of the game. In India, especially in Chennai, where they're playing their first few matches, the pitches are a bit more slow. So this is my one worry for Mumbai Indians this year, that maybe they need to change the balance of their lower order a bit, maybe get in the extra spinner. They do have Piyush Chawla on their bench, but again, it'll disturb a lot in their combination, which is something they don't like to do. So that is my one thought about Mumbai Indians. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is going to be one of the really interesting things we're going to watch out for the whole tournament, is seeing sides playing on neutral venues. You know, we saw a little bit in the UAE tournament, but really good T20 franchises like Mumbai, they select their roster on the basis that they're going to play half their games in the stadium they know. So they tailor their sides. And it's a huge part of qualifying for the next phase of any tournament around the world. All the best T20 teams do this. So these challenges are going to be the ones that we're going to find fascinating, I think. Sides not playing in their comfortable home conditions and how they adapt. I'd expect the Mumbai Indians to be the sort of side that will, because, you know, look, they've won plenty of games away as well as home. And you're right, they look like the same kind of machine, just a little bit rusty. That's all. Yeah, it's like they're a couple of weeks away. You know, Harshal Patel bowled so brilliantly towards the back end there, and they weren't able to counter him. Now, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, maybe their batters will be in better form, and they will.
The word rusty is so very important, because they haven't lost by much, have they? They lost on the last delivery. They lost just by 2 wickets, so it doesn't really hurt their run rate too much. They almost defended 159, but for a few hits here and there from AB de Villiers, and we'll talk about that batting lineup, but for a few hits here and there, maybe a few extra hits. Some of their batsmen may not be in the best of form. Obviously, Quinton de Kock is not available at the top of the order. Chris Lynn, obviously, filling up really well. But like you said, Kieran Pollard, Hardik Pandya, Krunal Pandya, that rustiness is there a little bit. And again, like we said, they are slow starters. So once they start gelling in, it's not easy to come into franchise cricket. You've been playing international cricket for the last 4 months, all of them. And not easy to just come into this franchisee structure and start gelling from the word go, which is interesting, because you look at RCB and, you know, the camaraderie is there off the field. They look like a bunch that is enjoying themselves, but it's now a matter of getting those results in. Virat Kohli opening the batting. Let's talk about the RCB side. Virat Kohli opening the batting, getting some good runs in. They're missing Devdutt Padikkal, so they had Washington Sundar opening the innings. That's not going to be the same from the next match onwards. Then they had Glenn Maxwell at number 4 and AB de Villiers held back at number 5. It worked because they won the match, but they also almost lost it. And Daniel, yes, you're holding your head. I am also holding my head, because explain this to me. AB de Villiers, one of the greatest batsmen of all time, across formats. And this is a bloke who's not played cricket since IPL 2020. And he's come on and he's scored 48 of 27 with 4 fours and 2 sixes. He's bludgeoned Jasprit Bumrah, not the easiest bowler to hurt in T20 cricket. How do you hold back this batsman to number 5 in T20 cricket? For the love of God, somebody explain.
It's a crime against humanity, Chetan. We don't get to see AB de Villiers very much anymore.
Yeah.
We don't get to see him play long form cricket. We don't get to see him play 50 over cricket. If he's going to play 2020 cricket, he's bloody well got a bat in the top 3 for my money.
Yeah.
There's a fallacy at the heart of this theory, which is that you lengthen the batting order. I heard a lot of the commentary team today talking about that on the TV. You're not lengthening the batting order if you put your best players down the order. All you do is delay the moment when your batting order can be effective. And it puts him under pressure as well. I mean, this has come from the idea of it's a wrong cause and effect strategy, Chetan. What they've seen is that AB de Villiers and Virat Kohli have scored all their runs, and they think that that's the problem. That wasn't the problem. The problem was that they were conceding too many runs and the rest of the batters weren't scoring enough runs. Now they've got a beautiful outfit. They've got a top 5 to die for. When Padukone is back, Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers, Glenn Maxwell, Dan Christian slotting in at 6. I mean, that gate, they have enough batters, 5 in the top 6, to win every game.
We saw that last year in the UAE that AB de Villiers was held back. RCB was... Question here is they want to balance their batting lineup. And I understand that. Yes, they do. But again, how do you balance it? It looks more imbalanced than balanced because AB de Villiers can just be so, so destructive. He's faced 27 deliveries on this day. He scored 48 runs at 177. Imagine if he faced 47 deliveries. I'm pretty sure he would score something like 76. It's not going to happen every match because obviously there are failures. But the chances of your best batsman scoring higher runs, damaging the opposition, goes that much higher up when your best batsmen are facing more deliveries in T20 cricket. I mean, that's the logic when you look at Virat Kohli batting up top. So why is that logic not being applied to AB de Villiers? Because they want to balance the batting? It's just unbelievable. And you mentioned that it's a crime against humanity. It absolutely is. You know, you're just delaying the inevitable. You're not lengthening your batting order. You're just delaying the inevitable. Today, it almost didn't happen. Imagine if they needed 2 off the last delivery instead of just the 1. Oh. They would have lost. Despite making these changes, they would have lost. So, to my mind, this batting order is not sustainable.
I agree. And you'd hope that they'll see sense before very long. You know, it wasn't just the raw fact of the numbers with de Villiers. He took down Jasprit Bumrah in that penultimate over. And that is not an easy thing to do. You know, Bumrah came on to bowl defending 19 off 2. Many, many times in that situation, he's come out of that over conceding 5 or 6. And that again then gives his side the upper hand going into that last tense over. De Villiers was just remarkable there. I mean, what you see is a once-in-a-generation talent. It's a different kind of way of batting, and it was perfectly adapted to T20. And to have him that far down, I mean, it's just crazy. You see less of it. They'll see sense. They'll see sense.
But at the same time, they did manage to win. They did manage to get winning start, if not a flying start, I can say so. Kohli getting runs at the top of the order. Devdutt Padukone will be back in the next game. Glenn Maxwell, he did hit 2 sixes. He did not hit a single 6 in IPL 2020. New team, new environment, new batting position. They're gelling well. They're giving him all the confidence. 39 of 28. What did you make of Glenn Maxwell's innings? I mean, to justify AB de Villiers batting at 5 throughout this tournament, Glenn Maxwell needs to have his best, all-time best IPL season, and RCB need to win a trophy, not a trophy, the trophy this season to justify it all. It's just been one match. Quickly, Daniel, what did you make of it?
I thought it's a great match, and I think Maxwell is going to be key, and I think it's a perfect environment for Maxwell. He can sit behind Kohli and de Villiers later on as we go through the tournament. Not all the pressure is on him, and he's a fantastic talent. Again, another one perfectly suited to T20. I think what it's shown us, the most significant aspect of today, really, we've talked a lot about the batting, was RCB's bowling. It's a much better, much more cohesive attack now. And it means that I think they're going to be a genuine threat in this tournament.
Well, RCB will definitely be hoping for that, because it's been a while, that we've seen them in the final. We've seen them in the knockouts, but not reaching the final. And one of the tweets I saw before the tournament was what sort of records Virat Kohli can break. All five of those listed records were regarding his batting and the number of runs he scored or could potentially score. I tweeted, you know what? There's another record that he needs to break. That's the duck of the IPL trophies. Rohit Sharma has five. MS Dhoni has a couple of them. Gautam Gambhir has a couple of them. Hell, foreign captains have a couple of them, but not the Indian T20 captain. That's the record that he needs to break. It's a good start. RCB with 2 points on the first day of IPL 2021. The next two matches, Chennai Super Kings versus Delhi Capitals, that'll happen in Mumbai. And then back in Chennai on Sunday, Sunrisers Hyderabad and Kolkata Knight Riders. In the next episode, we'll be talking about those two matches. And of course, as we go along in this tournament, there'll be plenty more to talk. Until then, it's me, Chetan Narula, and Daniel Norcross in London, signing off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.